وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the role that the righteous act or evil act has in the overall perfection of mankind according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. We said that the righteous act is the second element in addition to the faith that help man in achieving the perfection. According to the teachings of the Holy Quran, man is capable of committing sins. It's possible that a person falls short and commits a sin, and that does not negate his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's possible that a faithful person falls short and has shortcomings in practice and commit a sin occasionally. And we said in the previous session that according to the teachings of Imamiyya Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that doesn't make a person out of the fold of Islam. And we brought off one particular analysis from the camp of Khawarij, those who would say that these people are out of the fold of Islam, criminals, or not even criminals, sinful people. They would say they would excommunicate people who commit sins. And their analysis and their argument was that if such a person believed in God, a God that is watching, he would not commit a sin. And this way they would justify their ideology. It's nice to understand what was the justification or how our imams, I mean the imams from the Ahlul Bayt, understand that situation. So the situation we have is that a person committing a sin, and Khawarij would say that such a person either did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or did not hold any respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In either way, he is out of the fold of Islam and he is one of the mushrikun, for example. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam brings up this in Dua Abu Hamza. He says that if I made a mistake and if I committed a sin, and I don't commit a sin in front of others in public, but if I commit a sin when I'm alone, and we know that imams are infallible, but this is the way they teach and they tell us how to understand our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, if you commit a sin when you're alone and you don't commit a sin in public, doesn't mean you don't believe in God or you don't believe, you don't hold any respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is because you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He does not ruin your reputation. You see how the Imam turns something that was the source of disappointment and sometimes even kufr to a source of true relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after expressing apologies and everything, he says that do not think that committing a sin in private means that I don't hold any respect for you, O Allah. The only reason is that because I don't trust these people, that they go here and there and they just ruin my reputation. But I trust you in that respect, and I know that you are Sattar. You actually hide my shortcomings and my failures. So you see, this is the understanding of a situation, how Khawarij turn something into disbelief and yes, disappointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We know that yes, disappointment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is equal to kufr. And yes, it's possible that you analyze the action of people in a way that they end up losing their hope in Allah, or sometimes analyze it or explain it to them in a way that they have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for the discussion that we had about the relationship between faith and righteous act. Inshallah, we're having a break and we come back to continue our discussion about the righteous act in the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of righteous act in the Holy Quran. We already finished the discussion about the relationship between faith and the righteous act. And now we should consider the actions in the overall journey of mankind. According to the Holy Quran, there are different levels of being either close to God or away from God. There is a gradation of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these levels are only determined through action. The verse reads, وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. All of people, all human beings, they have levels, they have certain levels. And these levels are the result of their action, not anything else. In another verse, we recite, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. O people, we have created you from male and female, and we made you into tribes and nations. لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. You should make sure that the closest of you, or the more respectful of you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the more pious ones. So it's only based on the actions. It's not based on being female or male. It's not based on being this group or that group. Quran also talks about those people, followers of certain religions, that would say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّهُ. We are the children of God. Or we are the favorite creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, no. قُلْ فَلَمَّا يُعَذَّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. If you're the favorite, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you on the day of judgment because of your mistakes? So, or in another verse, we recite, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَةِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. مِنْ ذَكَرٍ doesn't make difference for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, male or female. According to the teachings of Imamiyya Ahlul Bayt, there is no difference when it comes to spirituality and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no difference between male and female. Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha is as close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is. So we don't have the right to make any difference among these individuals, these personalities. Yes, when it comes to this world or the duties that they have to carry out in this world, yes. For example, men, they have different duties. They have to participate in war. Or for example, ladies, they have certain duties. But these duties, these positions are social, political positions. They are not spiritual positions. They don't determine the overall spirituality of people to say, okay, because he could participate in war, he's better. He's a better servant in the eyes of Allah than that person who could not participate. No, based on the values that Quran says, as long as a person carries out his or her duties and he has or she has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, darajat, the levels and or those positions will be given to him or her without any injustice. Just to say, for example, because you didn't have, it's not applicable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that we should understand, that from the teachings of the Holy Quran, the levels of perfection are distributed only based on the action of people. So this is for this, and inshallah in the following episode we talk about the result and consequences of right action according to the teachings of Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.